Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herman Bronchi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball four. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerber tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards third. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Severide reaches second base with a double. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a line drive towards short. Galloway catches it and steps on second to double up Severide. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan bunts towards third. Bronchi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bronchi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bronchi hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gerber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser is called out on strikes. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway bunts towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0 for 1 in the game. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bronchi hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Gilder is hit by the pitch. Jacobson moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bronchi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-2 in the game. Brugge hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball towards center. McGowan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McGowan. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. Severide moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Herman Bronchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bronchi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bronchi hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Severide tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Van Gilder hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.